This hangout is on air live. All right, we're live. We're here with, we're back with myself, who is Flat Earth Sub Genius. You haven't seen me in a while. I've been busy doing things with my own money and not getting people to donate money to me in order for me to do the things that I want to do in my life. I'm not like you other guys. But I'm here with Brian Stavely, a.k.a. The Real News Online. He just got his main channel removed banned off of Facebook for 3 months. I'm not quite sure why. I want to learn why. And I also want to learn more about the Mandela Effect. He's an expert on it. He's an expert on Mandela Effect and 9/11. I'm an amateur at it. I've known about it since August 15th, 2014, which is about the official inception or birthday of the resurgence of the modern day Mandela Effect conversation. It wasn't talked about much before that, but Brian is telling me that it was talked about a lot before that, and even daily. So I'm going to learn more about that. And before we learn more about that, him and his channel, the Mandela Effect, 9/11, I want to learn why his YouTube channel got banned for 3 months, which is probably something to do with something really
amazing. Well, go ahead, actually, that's actually not that interesting of a story because I couldn't even fucking tell you why. I don't know why. I can tell you the reason they gave me. You know what I mean? I do a series of interviews. Like, I do my show every Saturday where I talk about all these topics, Flat Earth, Mandela, 9/11, whatever, you know? But I've been doing interviews, like my awakening interviews, and just getting everybody's personal story. And I interviewed this woman, Stasha Erickson, on her personal awakening story. It was mostly a lot of Mandela Effect talk. We didn't, like, talk about any of the topics, like, you know, on YouTube you can't talk about, like Sandy Hook or – you know, the Holocaust, things like that. You get into those, they'll probably take your channel down. And it's like, it's as unfair as that is. But I mean, we didn't even talk about that stuff. It was literally her awakening story. She wrote a book on the Mandela Effect. We talked about that. I finished the interview. I laid down. I was watching the replay. I got like a comment. So I reached over to my phone to check in on my phone. And then it told me my video had been removed for community guidelines. And then they ended up saying it was inappropriate behavior. So I appealed it, but nothing's going to happen. They did that to me. I only had my channel back for 2 weeks, dude. They gave me a 3 month bullying and harassment for a 9/11 video 3.5 months ago. I just got my channel back for 2 weeks and now it's gone for 3 months. Not the whole channel. I can still do videos, but I can't live stream. So I have to do them on my backup. But that hurts the progression of the channel. You know, people see a live video, they jump to it sometimes. Now they're going to jump to the backup channel. It's a pain in the ass because then it takes my whole Saturday night to wait for the video to process after the show so I can download it, to re-upload it. I'm sure a lot of you guys know how that shit goes.
Yeah. To check out his main channel, just check out the description box, and his backup channel is also there. So, I mean, I'm going to be checking out his backup channel a lot more since he's going to be on there. And yeah, man, freaking the Mandela Effect. Now, so it didn't start with Nelson Mandela's death. And I don't even know when this motherfucker died now, because he died like 100 times like Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein did, and like fucking evil villains and cartoon characters. It's like these dudes are dying and coming back to life.
Yeah, it actually, not only did it not start with his official death, with where it is now in the current timeline or reality or whatever you want to call it. I believe it's like, 2016, or it might be 2015. But the term Mandela Effect for these changes in reality was actually, and it goes back further than this too, but that term was actually coined in 2010 because a woman named Fiona Broom was at a party where there were a whole bunch of people that were totally confused that because Nelson Mandela had come on the news or whatever, and everybody there had sworn that he had died. So that's where the term got coined. But it goes back way farther than that. There was this woman, that still is this woman. I actually had the pleasure of doing a show with her. Cynthia Sue Lawson, she was writing on this, and she wrote two books on this. She was writing on this since 1999. She was calling it reality shifts. Now, granted, the Mandela effect has accelerated a lot. The noticeable changes, like in the movies and the products, in the Bibles especially. I mean, these things really accelerated around the time you're saying. So she wasn't like pulling all this residue and posting them in her books, but she was talking to different people, getting personal stories. And there were some you know how there's like celebrities that are supposedly been dead for years and everybody knows, then all of a sudden they're back. There was a lot of that going on. That was going on earlier before all the, you know, the Star Wars and the Snow White and South America moving 1,000 miles to the east and all this shit.
I'll tell you, I just got two split things. The one came up. Lady Gaga just admitted that she did create characters, and people be like, wait, I thought you guys were talking about Mandela effect. But like, the thing is that they use time, and we're talking about time and different characters and people dying and coming back to life. And yeah, Lady Gaga, she used to be a Krayshawn rapper. Apparently she was Amy Winehouse. But they use time as a disguise to like on the camera. They'll be like a character in a Tyra Banks modeling show, and then nobody knows what time it is. And like, to give another quick example, I saw a Green Day concert for free when I was in Los Angeles, and all right, everybody, we're going to need you to go 10, 9, 8, 7. And then they're like, all right, live from Australia here. And it's like they lied about the year, and the location, and the date. So like they're always using the camera, the locations and time as a disguises. And they like, I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, they're having the whole crowd pretend that we're from Australia and it's a different time and we're all just going along with it. That was like over 5 years ago, but that shit blew my mind, and I still like I can't believe that. But totally going off track and totally different zones. Mandela effect, when I first noticed it, I was like, ah, oh, fuck. I'm like, I get this horrible feel. I always get a horrible, cringy, like, oh, this is not a good, this is going to be bad. Like, I get this feeling, and I'm like, all right, I got to stay away from that. I'm like, that, but I keep it in my log. And like, I didn't get that with the flat earth, but I got that with the Mandela effect. But I kept it in my log, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be important. Like, certain movies, certain TV shows, I keep in my log, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go back and watch that movie. I gotta go back and watch this TV show, and I do it for a reason. And I keep it on the shelf, and I let everyone else build up their case and their theories, like yourself. I've barely done any Mandela stuff on my channel. Not really much. I mean, I talk about it casually in a lot of my videos, but same thing with 9/11. But that's why I wanted to have you come on. So I can get all those thoughts that I've had for the past fucking 4 years, and then talk with you, who's been researching it just as long, if not longer. And you've extensively done dozens of hours of research on it, at least in my opinion, probably maybe even more. Probably 100. That's why I had you on, because I just wanted to. It's good for me to get it out and to let you know my perspective on it, but I want to hear how the Hopi and how you might think it was from the olden days, and yeah, go into that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm always down to talk about flat earth, 9/11, Mandela effect, Apollo. Those are like my things, you know. Well, with Mandela, like, I came into it around the same time as
flat earth. Oh, hold on, sorry to interrupt, but by the way, everyone, we've never talked on face-to-face virtual reality like this. This is our first time talking. So this is called it would be called natural or organic in Hollywood, they would say.
Yeah, so with Mandela, it's there's a lot of reasons. It's obviously, it's very interesting. It's very fucking mind-blowing. But like I came into it about the same time as Flat Earth. Flat Earth was like late 2014 for me. Mandela was like very late 2014, maybe really early 2015. And it blew my mind at first, and I was like researching both things. And then for a while, I mean, there was just so much going on with Flat Earth to look into, you know, because, I mean, it was still early. People's channels weren't even out yet. I mean, I'm still trying to piece together, you know, figuring it out that it's even flat because of the flight routes and the GPS and all this stuff. And, you know, and then the Flat Earth that goes, those first couple of years were crazy, you know. There was just so much stuff all the time to look at. And I kind of got sidetracked a little bit. But you know how it, like, almost information overload or dealing with the stress of the people bickering and stuff, sometimes you need to unwind. That's when I would use Mandela Effect late at night. I would unwind. It was just kind of relaxing for me, especially like the music ones and stuff. But then over like the last maybe 5 or 6 months, it's really increased a lot. It's accelerated to the point where I'll wake up and there's 7 or 8 things that have changed a day, and there's like 25 new ones a week. Some weeks have been crazy, you know, real crazy. And that's why it's so interesting, because, okay, I did 9/11 since 2010. I did Flat Earth for the last 4 years. And sometimes they get a little stale. Nothing new is happening, you know? And Mandela, there's always something new every week, every day. There's always something new. Even if it's not a big one, there's always something. And it's all big, because if something's changing that's in your possession, nobody snuck in your house. The Mandela burglar didn't come around, update your movies, update your music, and then leave. You know what I mean? So something's happening. We might not be able to explain it, but we can prove that it's happening. There's so much residue. Everybody knows C-3PO was all gold. Everybody knows Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearinghouse. The only problem is they never did. So what's up? You're just going to brush it off? You're just going to brush it off and call Mandela Effect the PSYOP? You know C-3PO is all gold, so how can you call the PSYOP? And then they'll come out with every reason. Oh, well, Star Wars has so many editions. There's a re-release. There's a Blu-ray. There's the time they put the CGI in. It's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Go put in any version you want. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, and there were so many at first, and I collected lists and lists and lists of them. And I'm sure you. What are the newest ones that you've come across?
Well, the newest ones,
or at least that seem more important than the other ones.
Well, here's one that I just came across. Now, I haven't had much time to dig into it, but I did look at it real quick. This is new. This just came out like 2 days ago, and this would be good to hit with the Flat Earth community. Actually, I'm glad you asked. So as people in Flat Earth, you guys, as you guys all have, I'm sure, have looked into satellites. I mean, this is obvious. Satellites, GPS, navigation, these types of things, right? We all know GPS came into existence in about 1995-ish, and they had the old Loran system before that. We've all heard all this, right? I mean, you know all this. This is nothing new to you, I'm sure, right? You ever heard of cars having navigation in 1971 via cassette?
No, I haven't.
You've never come across that, have you? No. When you get off the air tonight, go look into it. And there's a lot of technology stuff that comes out, because now they had color TV in 1930. Like, not where I come from, bro. Color TV in 1930, a wireless remote for the TV in 1955. There's a Magnavox one now. 1955, I was born in 77. We still had a wire on the remote. I'm not saying we had the newest technology in my household, but it was like the early 80s before we even had the one with the long wire on it. I mean, the one without the long wire. A wireless clicker for the remote. 1955.
I'm trying to think of Charlie Chaplin's first color movie, because I remember all his movies were in black and white. And then he did his first color movie, and that was a big deal. So I'll have to I'll do a little research of that, and that'll fill in
some stuff. People, some of my what I think my biggest ones are. I'd rather tell that than the new ones. Some of the biggest ones.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah. So for me, the biggest one for me is the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, Black Tom attack. Okay, for me, it's specifically Black Tom. I'm assuming that anybody here that hasn't looked into the Mandela Effect probably hasn't ever heard of Black Tom. Okay, have you heard of Black Tom?
I don't think so, no.
Has anybody in the chat heard of Black Tom? Other than if you heard it on my page or something, has anybody heard of Black Tom?
I mean, when you say it, I might know because I've seen it from your page. But other than that, no.
So check this out. So I, as much as anything, I've dug into 9/11 since 2010. Real deep into 9/11. Okay, I mean, I've seen everything. I've seen. You could probably show me a piece of footage, and I could tell you who allegedly took it. Right. So there's so much documentaries that anybody that's looked at it, we've all seen all the documentaries from whether it's Loose Change or In Plain Sight or the Alex Jones documentaries, plus all the footage on all the news channels. And they always would say to you that 9/11 was the second foreign terrorist attack on U.S. soil and Pearl Harbor was the first. They said this. They said this as many times as in the 9/11 footage. They said it was just like a movie. Like they said this all the time. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
Now in this timeline, that and we know these things. Well, maybe you know everybody doesn't, but we know these things aren't what they say. We know that they're fake, whatever. But even if they were real, what they're presented as right now, that all those statements can't be true because now, allegedly, I mean, this is in the history books now. In 1916, two German spies snuck in through New Jersey, blew off bombs so big that they damaged the Statue of Liberty so bad, the torch was never opened to the public. It measured a 5.5 on the Richter scale and was felt in Virginia.
That's strange. You've
never heard about that. I'm dead serious, bro.
I don't teach about that in the history books. And
I've talked to people that have been to the torch.
Yeah, so wait, go ahead, sorry.
No, I've talked to people that have been to the torch, and because of this attack, they say the torch has never been open, ever, to the public, ever.
So you've talked to people who have been inside of it. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I've talked to one person that had been there, and I've seen others in their testimonies and stuff, but I can't say I physically talked, but I did talk to one person that had been there.
Wait, so they're trying to say that the torch is closed now?
The torch is closed and has never been open, it says. Never, because that happened in 1916. It's never been open.
That makes me like feel weird, because like that's not true, right? Like, because if I went there, it would be open. I feel that way.
No. If you go there now, it won't be open to the public, and the people that work there will tell you it's never been open to the public.
Oh, God damn it! They're pulling Matrix type Mandela shit now. God damn it!
I'm telling God you. Damn it. Another one of the biggest ones for me, where I come from, bro, where I come from, and I think I don't want to say everybody, but pretty much everybody I ask. I mean, if you ask somebody where South America is, they're going to say underneath Mexico. And if you ask about the Panama Canal, it separates the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, and they allegedly, you know, whatever the story was, but they dug it out so you didn't have to sail all the way around South America, right?
Yeah.
That's what I grew up knowing. That's how it was represented in all the maps. Now, I know maps are totally fake, manipulated. We know this, okay?
Yeah.
I say when I'm going to talk about map changes and stuff, you got to listen to how I'm going to explain it. You can go back and look at old maps that you've had in your house, your old school books from 30 years ago. It doesn't matter. They're going to represent these things that I'm telling you right now. South America now is not underneath Mexico. Yeah. It's like 1,000 miles to the east. And it's like barely underneath Florida, okay? And not only that, the tip of Mexico now, because South America is not right here, the tip of Mexico can't hit it on the top. It hits it on the west side. Now the Panama Canal is fucking north and south, dude.
Yeah, I have tons of maps, atlases, encyclopedias from nearly 100 years ago. And I have tons of them. And yeah, dude, I ain't gonna let them. They can't. What am I gonna open it up and they're all gonna be?
Yeah.
No.
Go grab one right now.
Oh no! All right. Oh, this is cool. Hold on, let me go grab one.
You grab one right now, and that canal is gonna be north and south. It's like a slight to the northeast, southwest type of thing. Go more, but it's not this. The tip of Mexico, it's going to come down to the left side of South America now, not the top.
I got a world atlas here. It looks old.
Yeah, we did this at my family's house for Thanksgiving, and they were looking for Berenstain books, and then I'm like, she's like, oh my God, she asked my cousin about his globe, and his globe was there from 30 years ago, and we brought out the globe and went through it, bro. I'm telling you, we went through it, and everything was all changed. And I'm like, see, you've had this globe. She's like, yeah, this globe's old. I'm like, that's my point. You've had this globe, and it's changed.
There we go. All right. Got myself a giant atlas here. It's a
Because
nice,
if your atlas didn't change, bro, you got yourself some golden residue right there.
Oh shit. I
Yeah,
got my wo
look how far to the right it is. Look how far to the right it is. Go ahead, open it up.
yeah, that's just a
That's just a drawing, though. Open it up to like a map.
hold on, let me see what year. Oh shit. The very first page is looks like a flat Earth map. The very first page, actually. That's probably why I got it. But
Oh, it is hard to see with your camera.
yeah. All right, but hold on, let me see what year this is. 1696 planisphere. It's called a planisphere.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Planisphere is shown borne on the shoulders of Atlas. The planisphere. That's fucking amazing.
Well,
The planisphere is on Atlas.
if this is a book full of flat Earth maps, I can't guarantee you it's going to show you what I'm saying, but I'm saying any globe
Interesting.
map,
So
any Mercator map.
it's 1961 is the copyright. So that's before the moon, supposed moon landings too.
Yeah.
So this is a World Atlas Hammond's classic edition here. So where should I go to here? Just fucking.
Just go to a map that shows North and South America in it.
Right, hold on. Shit. Oh, okay, here we go. Here's a projection.
And look how far to the right South America is, and what direction is that canal going?
God
See?
damn what?
You
Yeah.
the top of South America, and the canal ran under it. It ran
Yeah.
under the top. Do you see how it's like northeast, southwest, like I said? It's not east west like it used to be. Look how far it is getting closer to Africa.
It's super far away.
And look at Australia. I want to show you Australia. See Australia? See the top of it? Look at the bite taken out of it on the top right of it. That was not like that. Also, Australia used to be called the land down, is called the land down under, right? You know why they
Yeah.
call it that? Because it was the closest, it was the farthest below the
It's
equator.
further down.
But it's not. Look at South America and parts of Africa. Look at South America.
Look how far down freaking South America is.
Yeah. And look at Canada. Look at the top right of it, how much it's decimated by ocean. And look how big Cuba is. Look at Cuba. It's almost as big as Florida. Where I come from, Cuba was a tiny island, bro. And look how skinny Mexico is and how big the Baja of California is. And this is the atlas that's been sitting in your house. So this isn't somebody reissued a map and is fucking with anybody. And that's the point. It's like anytime we say these things have changed, they've changed in your house. So when C-3PO gets the silver, got the silver leg, I went and popped in my Star Wars. I have three copies of them. I've seen Star Wars over 100 times. It's my favorite movie ever. C-3PO got a silver leg now. Now R2-D2, just a couple weeks ago, got these brown wires on his legs that he's never had before. And C-3PO has black gloves now that look like
Fucking
weightlifting gloves.
gloves, little fucking motorcycle gloves. Fucking got
Those.
almost 20 people watching. So if you like and share, it might go up. Thank you for being here. And yeah, dude. So that was a live example of a Mandela effect and the newer ones.
And all those changes were in there, and that's the point. You busted out that book that was made in the 60s. I don't know. I've never seen your house. I don't know how long it's been there, but I just told you, and all those changes were there. All of them. I mean, did you look? Cuba is huge now. It's as big as Florida. Cuba used to be a little island, and it was more to the east. It was more to the east of Florida. I talked to people in Florida that are highly affected by this, and they know it to be east because that's how they would have to track the hurricanes coming in to
So,
know if it was going to hit them a certain way.
have you found actual
Residue?
anomalies, like
Yeah.
where you have evidence of both
surface.
But physically, in real life, though.
Yes. Besides just people sharing stuff online, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Because tons of that. I got millions of pictures.
I collect that type of shit. That's why I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to be looking through all my atlases and shit.
And to be more clear, you also mean besides going to somebody's house or my house, popping something in, and it's different than we remember. Do I have proof to prove what we remembered is the truth? Is that what you mean, right? That's what we call residue. Yes, I do. Hold on one second. Yeah, come in.
Residue, eh? Yeah, all good. A brief intermission. Well, that's pretty cool. Where have you been, Dan?
I'm back. So, yeah, actually, I was telling my friend, let me tell a little story real quick, all right, because it leads up to this.
Okay, so
with the Mandela effect, too, because there's all, and we'll get into the theories later, but there's all different theories. But one of the things that happens is there's incremental changes. So, like, something will change, and then it'll change again, like Star Wars. But for instance, in this case, Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz changed. The Scarecrow now has a gun in the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
which is just absolutely crazy to me, right? He never had
it. That's insane.
Now he's got a gun. So I go to my friend's house, and he doesn't really know about the Mandela effect at the time. Now he does. He watches the show every week. You know, he's always in the chat. You'll see him. His name is Derek. So I go to his house. I tell him, and he's like, so you're telling me we take all my Wizard of Oz right now? We put it in, he's going to have the gun. I'm like, yep, he's going to have the gun. Put it in. And now we're scrutinizing the movie looking for this, you know? And then he comes out, he's got the gun, right? And then we're looking for other changes. And there were some other ones, but we had missed them at the time. But then, like, 8 months later, everybody knows the Tin Man. The Tin Man got the oil can, and the Tin Man got the big axe. Now the Tin Man also has a gigantic wrench as big as his axe, but it wasn't there when we just looked at the movie a few months ago looking for the Scarecrow, so the effect came at different times. So I got to go back to my friend's house and tell him. I'm like, the Tin Man got a giant plumbing wrench now, bro. He's like, get out of here. I'm like, dude, put it in. He had it, okay? I'm at the same kid's house, and this is where the physical residue of what we remember comes in. Everybody knows, mirror, mirror, on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Snow White, okay? That's from Snow White. Everybody knows that. I mean, everybody my age, I don't know how popular Snow White still was when other kids grew up, but when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, mostly the 80s, that every kid seen it. All those Disney movies, you know, Bam Bam, Snow White, Cinderella, whatever, you've seen them all, right? So mirror, mirror on the wall. It's mimicked and copied in so many songs, and that's the thing with the Mandela effect is – official things will change, right? But parodies, shows like The Simpsons, Mad TV, Saturday Night Live, when they do skits of these things, they match our memories perfectly, all in unison. These people, the staff on these shows aren't in on it with me and you. We aren't all misremembering. These things really happen that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you remember when the one chick was singing the song in the car? And then they all, they were like, I think it was a Queen song.
It was We Are the Champions, because now it never says of the world at the end of it.
And they were all like, what the fuck was that? It was a live cognitive dissonance of the Mandela effect.
Yep. So the Snow White.
Not live, but fucking live for Hollywood live. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The Snow White changes to Magic Mirror now. Now if you put it in, it says Magic Mirror. And also it's pretty funny because they made a motion picture based on Snow White with characters, with actors instead of cartoon people, like real actors playing the movie with costumes and everything. In like 5 years ago or so, they named the fucking movie Mirror Mirror, bro. If it was never said, why are you calling it Mirror Mirror?
The movie is called Mirror Mirror. It just came out, the live action one. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I go to my friend's house, and I go to get some Pepsi, right? Smoking a blunt or whatever. I go, you got some Pepsi? Yeah. I go in his cabinet to get a cup. Bro, I go in the cabinet to get a cup. There's a Burger King Snow White cup. It's got a picture of the mirror, and on the back of it, it says, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Yeah. There's it right on there. Licensed by Burger King and Disney. I got pictures of it, took it online. And another girl, she had the same picture of the same cup with her hand holding it. In another group, so she found that same cup elsewhere too. So And then what people say to brush it off is, oh, you guys are just doing it because that's what the book said. No, the book still says it because that's what they both said. I didn't grow up reading the fucking book. I grew up watching the movie Snow White. Just like I'd say a good 80, 90% of people my age probably did. Okay, we didn't get it from the book. That's like with the Queen one. You were just talking about We Are the Champions. So I show my buddy Residue of that. There's a show that they did in Wembley Stadium, and they're singing, because we are the champions of the world. Just how we remember it, right? Every sports team that ever wins a title sings it like that, holding up the Stanley Cup or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah, they all say it, dude. So I show my friend the Residue of it, and he says, no, no, no. He says, you're just – it's never been on the album, he says to me. He says, you're just remembering this version. I said, bro, this version's from 1985. I was 8 years old. I don't live in the UK. We didn't have YouTube. I didn't even have the internet. How are you going to tell me this is what I memorized? I'm like, I memorized what was on every radio station, every bar we went into in our 20s, every sports event we went to. They all say it, bro. You telling me everybody's just remembering the 1985 obscure fucking – not obscure because it was a Wembley show, but we just remember this one live show? Like, come on, man. And that's the same thing with a lot of songs. Is the songs will change the lyrics, and people will say, oh, you guys are just misremembering it, blah, 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 blah. And then there'll be that one live performance by the band. What's that?
Movies seem to change too.
Oh, lots of movies, man. Lots of movies. I mean, If You Build It, They Will Come was never said no. Yeah. Come on. TV show Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was never said. I Love Lucy. Lucy, You Got Some Splaining to Do was never said. And this, I got mad tips from clips from Mad TV. They used to spoof I Love Lucy all the time. First thing Ricky Ricardo says when he walks in the door, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah. I watched I Love Lucy growing up. I know he says that. I watched it, so like I know he says that.
Yeah. Now, when people say, oh, what do you mean it's never been said? Who cares who says that? They're lying. Well, bro, I'm saying it, and if you want to think I'm crazy and prove me wrong and prove the story wrong, pull out your I Love Lucy and post a clip where Ricky comes in and says it. Simple. It's that simple. Same thing with Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon, okay, is a huge one for me. A commenter on my channel told me we should rename this thing the Ed McMahon Effect. And I thought about it. I'm like, man, you really could rename this thing. Everybody knows Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearing House. Ed McMahon used to go door to door, not door to door, but to the winner's door with a fucking giant check for $10 million. And he'd have a bunch of balloons too. There's people that did all types of Halloween costumes with him, all types of parodies. Everybody knows, dude, Ed McMahon. He's from here. He's from my hometown. He's from Lowell, Mass. This is his hometown. We all know where he worked. He's the local biggest celebrity by a long shot. He worked for Publishers Clearing House, Star Search, and The Tonight Show. You don't think we know this? The envelope used to have his face on it. There's a clip of Johnny Carson. He goes on the David Letterman show. Okay? This is while he's still working with Ed. So Johnny Carson's, you know, Ed is his sidekick. Right? On The Tonight Show back in the day.
Okay? Yeah.
Johnny Carson goes on Letterman.
Was that a guy who laughs? No.
Yes, sir. You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the guy that brings around giant checks. Okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
Johnny goes on David Letterman and he's like, David, he's carrying a giant check, right? And this is as a joke, but he says, David, I'm sorry. Ed couldn't be here tonight, but you are the lucky $1 million winner. And he's holding a giant check, and right on the top of the check it says Publishers Clearing House, bro. Come on, man. You're telling me Johnny doesn't know where he works? Dave don't know. The whole staff that set up this big giant check in the TV show, they don't know. They're all mistaken, believing the same thing, which is the same thing as everybody else here, my hometown, across the country. We're not crazy, bro. Ed McMahon definitely worked for Publishers Clearing House. Yeah. Definitely. But now he never has. And if you think I'm crazy, I mean, people have piles of VHS tapes left over. Find me the old commercial of them. All you'll find is this new reality, American Family Publishing or whatever, American Sweepstakes or something, American Family Sweepstakes. Supposedly he did that for a year with Dick Clark, and we're just misremembering. Dude, he never did that with Dick Clark. And he didn't do it for a year. He did Publishers Clearing House for a strong decade, if not longer. Decade strong, easy.
Did you Did you see Eric Dubé's opinion on the Mandela effect? What did you think of it?
Oh, I haven't. I haven't even seen on it.
Yeah, I think he made a video like about a year ago ish on it, and I agreed for the most part. But like the thing is that a lot of people they just like brush it off like it's nothing, and yeah, that's the whole. But you're falling into the same old trap if you just brush. I mean, there are things you should brush off, but certain things like reality,
people are
pretty important to pay attention to.
Yeah, they're real important, and people say, "Oh, it's not. It's just trivial things. It's just the spelling of a name." Or so you're telling me if somebody's name spelled it different than it always has been, and they don't even realize it. That's not a big deal. How about I'll one up you? How about, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to grab a drink too. Tell everybody in the chat to hold on. I'm going to get a drink too, guys. I'm going to get a drink.
Yeah, dude, keep that thought too, because you were just about to go off. So keep that thought.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'm back. You're muted. Yeah, unmute it. You're muted. All right, so what I was saying, right, before I forget. So people will say, oh, it's just trivial things. It's a product. It's this. It's that. First of all, even if it's just a product, if it changes, this isn't a digital download thing. This isn't a reissue thing, a re-release thing. This is if something changes, it changes everywhere, including in your house, in your possession. But then on top of that, it's not just these things. And it's things like your human anatomy is changing. Okay? Geography changes. Bible changes. All these things are changing. But the reason I bring up things like pop culture a lot, movies and music, just because that's what people remember. You got to bait them in with that. You start talking about geography and historical events, a lot of people just brush it off, man. You gotta reel them in first, bro. That's why I start with Star Wars, Ed McMahon, Snow White, because people all know that 100%. You start telling people this country's here, your anatomy. For instance, your anatomy. Now we have bones behind our eyes. Yes, we have eye socket bones. We always have, but now there is bone behind our eyeball that wasn't there. Okay. Crazy. Then there's all, and I'm not an expert on the anatomy stuff, but there's tons of changes. And then the Bible changes are huge, you know. Right. And I'm not a religious person, but there's some huge ones. I mean now, for instance, in about 70% of the Bibles, I'll say at least 60, in its verse or however they say it, it's Act 5:30, and it now says that Jesus was hung in a tree rather than a cross.
That's kind of
a big deal. Yeah, I mean. You know, and I'm not a religious person, but I would think that would register with some people. And then the lion and the lamb, of course, it's never been in the Bible. Now the wolf shall lie with the lamb. And I mean, there's so many songs that have been done.
Wolf shall lie with the lamb.
Yeah, Isaiah 11:6 now says the wolf shall lie with the lamb and not the lion shall lie with the lamb. There's so much residue on this. I mean, this has even been asked. Jeopardy, there's residue where they say Isaiah 11:6, what animal shall lie with the lamb? People answer the lion, they win $1,000. But now that's never been the answer. Now in the Bible it says wolf, and it started with the King James Bible. That seems to get hit first for some reason, and then it spreads. And now almost all the Bibles, I think 100% of them maybe, they all say the wolf shall lie with the lamb. The
lion. I collect Bibles, so I got a shit ton of Bibles in all different types behind me.
Isaiah 11:6, bro.
Should I look that shit up real quick?
If you want, or you know,
at any point. Yeah, well, fucking Mandela show. Fuck it, I got a shit ton of Bibles behind me. Hold on.
Yeah, go grab a couple. I'm gonna address the chat a little bit while you do this. Okay, I'll start right where I see. Yeah, Simone.
Chat room. I've forgotten about this.
Nuts Clark, Pete Shea, Sandy, we can all take pics of our phone. Oh, mud floods. Yeah, that's interesting too. I've just been introduced to that a couple months ago, Sandy. Definitely. I'm by far no expert on that. I just been introduced a couple months ago, but definitely interesting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. I don't know.
She's the Bible expert on the Mandela effects. Glow, she's in the chat. She does the shows with me. She knows all about the Bible. She knew. She's probably like, oh, first thing you brought up, Brian, Jesus on the tree. Yeah. What Bible you got there?
Let's see here. So, this is a. It's got a little zipper. On that. See that?
Yeah.
Zipper Bible here. This is a good one. I'm pretty sure this is a. Is it golden? No. I think this is a New and Old Testament. Yeah, this is the Old and New Testament combined. And this is like official fucking good shit. This is official King James Version, Old and New Testament.
Go to Isaiah 11:6, and then read it.
What's going on here?
I got another one for you that you get the King James open that's going to blow you and all your Flat Earth community, all your Flat Earth buddies' minds. And I know the Earth is flat too, by the way, guys. I'm not taking a shot at anybody. I got something that's going to be right here.
That's hilarious. Let's see here. So we got Isaiah. What was it you said?
Isaiah 11:6.
All right. I'm at 11 and chapter 11 and 6. We got, oh, dear God. It says the wolf.
I told you. Read it and show us.
No, I will. It says, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb and the leopard.
Yeah.
See, it's shocking to me.
It comes after. Then it talks about the leopard and then it mentions the lion after. Not with lion, yeah. With the lamb.
And the leopard shall lie down with the kid and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together.
And it was always the lion with the lamb.
Yeah. No, that's shocking to me because I went to religious school. I didn't do that myself. My parents fucking forced me into it, just like they fucking forcefully cut my penis off as a child. As I come into this reality, they cut my dick off. But anyway, and that's related to to the religious weirdos over here. They're such weirdos mutilating female genitalia. But it's okay if they do it to males, though. It's all right. It's totally normal. But, right? So I joke about that with my parents all the time, and they each give me incredibly insane answers. And I would love to talk about that, but that's not the show for that. But let me show you that shit. And like I said, I got my confirmation at a Catholic school. And I was like just totally brainwashed. But I was the kid getting kicked out of the religious class because I'm the one asking all the questions. And
that's one of the most well-known sayings. I mean, I've heard of that a million times and I've never been to any type of religion thing, religious school, church. I mean, that's just not been me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're lucky, dude. You got lucky. Your parents weren't assholes like that.
Oh, my parents were assholes. Well, my father was an asshole. Let's say that about my mother. My mother's the same. But I love my mother.
I love you too, Mom. So let's see here. Yeah, my dad was he surprised me one time. He's like, Dan, you can't say that type of stuff online. He's like, you're gonna get like killed. He's I was talking about
5:30.
What's up?
Go to Act 5:30 in that KJV.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I want to show you guys though that the wolf.
Oh yeah. Hold it steady. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. There it is. I told you.
Now, what's the other one? And this copyright's old. This is an old-ass book, too. Hold on. So what's the other one you want me to go to?
I want you to go to Act 530, okay. King Act James. 530. And right. It's going to tell you now that Jesus was hung or slew up in a tree, not on a cross. And this is actually in many Bibles now. It's really in like 60-70% of them. There are definitely some exceptions. I'm not going to say it's all of them. It's in that one. I think it's in the New Testament. I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's in the King James.
Okay. I'm at the Acts. It's called the Acts?
Act, like A-C-T, yeah, five, no, I got it. Yeah, like I got it. Two dots, like colon, yeah, Act 530. So,
5:30. All right, we got. Says the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree.
I told you. And that's not a big one, dude. That's gigantic. Come on, man. It's not just trivial things. And I'm not even, you know, like I said, I'm not into the Bible, but where are you people, man? Where are you people that studied the Bible for years? Now Jesus is in the tree. So you know what people will tell me? You know what they do? This is when they go into denial mode. First, they'll argue with me, right? This is how they'll do it. They'll say, Jesus was not, he's not hung in a tree ever. It's not in there. It's not in there. Then when I show them it's in there, they'll tell me that Jesus hung in a tree is a metaphor because a tree is made out of wood and a cross is made out of wood and wood comes from a tree. Yep, right there. Jesus hung in the tree. There's also the word matrix in there a bunch of times. Matrix wasn't even a word back then. Never mind.
The word matrix was invented like in the early 1900s.
The word matrix is in the Bible now. The word whore is in there many times. Dirty whores. Wine skins has changed to wine bottles. There's just so many of them. There's tons of them. It's crazy.
All right, well, we've talked a good amount about Mandela, and I kind of don't want to take up all your time, but and I know you enjoy talking about this shit, and so do I, so it's not really a big deal to either of us. But so you got advanced theories on 9/11, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's certainly.
Well, yeah, because when 9/11 truthers will fight against you, they think they're 9/11 truthers, and yet you're giving 9/11 truth, and that they're fighting against you. So that gets a little bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it got pretty insane. You think there's dissension in the flat Earth movement and stuff? You guys haven't seen shit yet. It's nothing like it was back in the 9/11 days among some of the people. I had to deal with a lot of shit, but you know, because like now, after looking at NASA and stuff like that, a lot of people are more open to looking into fake footage, media fakery, CGI, these things. Back then, people weren't really doing it. It was me and a handful of other people, you know.
I was included in those handful.
There you go. There you go.
Since 2009, 2010.
There you go. That's early, yeah, because I got into it 2010. So we've been talking about no planes since 2010. And, you know, I take it deeper than that. From what my research told me back then, from the lack of death certificates to the fact that there isn't one single video of anybody leaving the Twin Towers on 9/11. Not one. And this supposedly 47,000 people that made it out because they said there were 50,000 in there. Now we know the numbers would probably be exaggerated, but that's what they say. So 47,000 people streaming out of these towers in over an hour in the media's backyard with the media there filming things like the fucking Harley guy on the street with four choppers in the sky. I say allegedly on all this because I don't buy none of it, but with four choppers in the sky, 52 amateurs filming the second plane. Nobody filmed the chaos in the street. That'd be the Pulitzer Prize winning shot of all time. Nobody filmed it. And then when you look deeper and deeper into it, all the floors on like the top third of the building where the companies like Hannah Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan were said to be were never occupied. They were never even finished. And in fact, they were lying about the occupancy report when they said they occupied them 2 years before. We have pictures from 2 years after that, and you can still see clear through the towers. Now, all these families, you know,
towers. So what to people, yeah. to the people listening, the 15, 20 people listening, I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
But the picture. They'll just say, oh, you made that picture.
The towers are hollow. You can see the sunlight through them, and it shows the elevators, just the elevators and nothing else. And there's nothing there. It's empty.
Yeah, and here's what they did is the whole thing was not empty, because there was a huge illusion that they would pull. And what they would do is, first of all, there were a lot of companies in there at one time. They used the 1993 attack to drive people out. Okay, so they drove people out, and it's well documented. There's a piece by a guy named Eric Darton back in the mid 90s. You can read about the vacancy problems in the towers, occupancy problems, I should say, not vacancy problem. There is vacancy, and the tower percentage was down to like 20% of 20% occupied. So what they would do is, there was a subway in the basement. I went through the lobby, a real subway, right? Real people would come through there. Now, what are real people in Manhattan dressed like on the subway? They probably dress very similar to people that would work in the World Trade Center. The elevators did indeed take people to real tourist attractions on the roof, so people could go and visit these things. But as far as all the companies on this portion where all the people supposedly died on the floors, the elevators didn't even go to those floors. They skipped from floor 79 up to like 102 in the exact area where the supposed impact zone was, the exact area where the people supposedly were. And then on top of that, not just saying, oh, well, he's just putting this together, there's not really any proof. You can go farther than that. When you start to look into the death records of these people, there's over 2,500 missing death records. And then you look into the memorials, and there's thousands and thousands of Photoshopped and cloned pics split amongst two major memorials claimed to be authentic pics. Same thing with the jumpers. There's obvious blatant fake.
What about the jumpers? What about the jumpers, Brian?
The jumpers is just video fakery, and some of it's actually just Photoshop. But obviously the ones you're watching in moving video on Photoshop, it's other fake. But there's nobody jumping out of those.
It was like run back. It was like, look, it was like they like ran it back. It, like, they did the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them get like 80 feet out from the building. Like, it's ridiculous. There's a picture of one guy jumping out. I have a meme I made of him. I call it the Macho Man Randy Savage off the 89th floor. He's like, it looks like Bruce Willis out of a Die Hard movie. It's absolutely ridiculous. No, but on top,
sorry to interrupt you. Do they throw mannequins out?
No, and I did this. And when I make mistakes, I do admit them. And I originally did think that back in 2010, 2011, I thought that the art students on the 91st floor,
like mannequins.
I thought that they did indeed do that. But there wasn't anybody physically in the building that day. Now, if you look at the footage of the jumpers, for instance, okay?
So you think that no people died?
No, nobody died. And if you look at the footage of where the people supposedly jumped, if you remember, you can go back and look at this footage. You'll see them all squeezing out windows. And this is an important point. You'll see them all squeezing out windows that are like 3 feet tall and open, and they're all like squeezing out. And those are the people that would be the jumpers, okay? The real World Trade Center, all the windows were 7 feet tall and they didn't open. They were shatterproof, 7 feet tall windows. What you were looking at was a stage set somewhere. It was cropped shot. And you were cropped in on that area of the building.
Wow.
But you were looking at a Hollywood set with people coming out. A model of the World Trade Center that was not built to scale.
Yes.
Even that portion of it. Windows were only half the size.
True.
Half the size. And then on top of that, and the missing death certificates and all that, you know, there was a victim compensation fund set up where everybody would get $2.3 million and more for all the families of the victims. And there's supposedly 2,996 families. If this happened to you, whether you like the government, hate the government, you're in a good place, you're in a bad place. If the government's going to give you $2.3 million, especially after probably the winner in your family, $2.3 million after the person in your family dies, okay? If they're going to give you the free money, everybody's going to be there to collect it the next day. only like 62 people out of 2,996 ever collected that money.
Well, I'd be a part of that, people who didn't collect the money.
Well, I would collect it. Screw that.
Dude, I'm not fucking... I'm gonna avenge the death of my fucking loved one. I'm not going to take money over the fucking... over my loved one.
Flat Accord Music said, yeah, and by then you could not open windows 100 floors up in a skyscraper. Jumper for Vintage. Exactly. You couldn't open these windows, and they were shatterproof. And all these people, if you go and look at the footage, they're not even squeezing out broken glass either. They're squeezing out open windows that are about 3.5-4 feet tall. And that is not the dimension of the World Trade Center.
So you're telling me the footage of the firefighters and shit and explosions and the bombs going off, that was fucking a Hollywood scene?
All of it. All of it was a Hollywood scene. All of it. And they subliminally program you throughout all the footage, and they tell you over and over, it was just like a movie. It was just like a movie. So when you think it looked like a movie, you're putting it in your subconscious that that's okay, and that is what reality is. And
what I'm gathering is that they closed off everything, and then they made sure that everyone was evacuated from the building, and then they did a controlled demolition, and... Yeah. But they played it off as fear porn, and we're collecting billions and billions of dollars on it annually.
Yes, and I'd also believe that they probably, and I'm not 100% sure, but I don't even think the collapse footage is the actual collapse footage. I think it was made more dramatic for TV. So when people argue all these theories over it came down the speed of gravity and this and that, even though we know gravity is bullshit. But they say all this thing. I'm not even sure that that's all the real footage. But that I'm not sure about. But I am. There was nobody in there. And people will say, well, how did they evacuate people without being suspicious? Right? And that's a good point. Like, how do you prevent these people on the subway and the tourists from going there and not being turned away? There's an answer to that. The tourist attractions didn't open until 9:30 a.m. on the roof. That's why the towers were hit at 8:45, 8:43, whatever it was. So if the tower is already hit, you don't have to say anything suspicious when the 9 o'clock, 9:30 tourists come to go to the roof. You can't say, oh, you have to go away and not give them a reason. The tower's already allegedly been hit by a plane. Now that just automatically turns everybody away. And then there's two bridges, the Veronazzo Bridge and the George Washington Bridge, and they closed one of the two to make it appear like more foot traffic and people that were all coming out of Manhattan because they were leaving the World Trade Center. And there were people with fucking Filene's bags and everything. They weren't coming from work. They weren't covered in debris and dust. There's no video of anybody coming out of those towers on that day.
And nobody filming from inside the towers as the planes hit.
No. And I mean, that probably wouldn't necessarily be expected. That would be...
Come on. I mean, if you had people filming the explosion from the ground, right? Because you had those random people that were... So why wouldn't there be people with cameras inside the buildings themselves? There's supposedly 3,000 people in there. Why wouldn't one camera inside the building...
Supposedly 50,000 in there, not 3,000. And then this is where and it spawns a lot of theories. I want
to. You would think that someone would have a camera and record the chaos of inside the fucking buildings.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. I think is one of the reasons when they did it, why they had to do it in 2001. If they waited much longer, people would have had cell phones with cameras. Yeah. Especially in New York, you know, and then it would have been a lot harder for them to pull something like this off. And people think, well, how could they do this in New York? New York's the perfect place to do this because you don't even realize, you think, well, the World Trade Center is so big and it's gigantic, enormous. But most of those places in New York, when you're in that area, you can't see it because all the other skyscrapers are in your way. So it's the perfect place for it. And then when you get into compartmentalization, like if you talk about NASA, you know how they can put you on this project, they can put you on this project and you on this project, but none of you see the bigger picture, right? Same thing they could do with all the firehouses. You show up. Oh, we got this part covered. We got this part covered. You watch this part of the perimeter. And then if you heard X, Y, and Z died at all these other firehouses, yeah, it might be a little weird. You don't know the guys. But being that it's New York and there's so many thousands of firefighters and so many firehouses, it could be plausible where they could make you believe you just didn't know the people that died.
Man.
Then when you look in the debris pile, everything's missing, okay? And that's where these crazy theories come in that aren't provable, like with Judy Wood and her directed energy weapons and all this bullshit for 9/11.
Dude. What's the deal with the thermite? So they just used that to help with the controlled demolition.
There was no thermite either. That's just another rabbit trail they want you to run down. Whether it's direct energy weapons,
thermite. I get that. That's why I asked. All right. So yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. They give you all those theories because they don't care which one you believe, as long as you don't look into no planes and then take it farther and look at how much deeper the fakery goes, because that totally gets rid of the whole. Their whole agenda is to push fear on you and control you. You know what I mean? And then all their other agendas that come with faking these attacks and going to other countries, whatever the hell they're actually really doing, you know? So yeah. Once you get it that this is fake and you take the deaths out of it, well, then there's nothing to fear about it, you know? And then that exposes the media and all their lies, because the media is really the biggest enemy. It's not even NASA. I mean, NASA is, but the media is, I mean, honestly, the media is even bigger than NASA. They've been around longer. The media is
huge.
And they go hand in hand. You know, I'm not trying
to. They go hand in hand. And they jerk each other off. But and that's interesting because Neil deGrasse Tyson just got accused of being a sexual predator, and all this all these women are coming out.
Funny you mentioned that. It's funny you mentioned that. He's given an interview and he said he was there on 9/11 and he says he videotaped three different people. footage. Oh, hey, where's that footage, Neil? You've never seen that footage, have you? He just makes shit up like he always does. He says he was at Ground Zero. He had a video camera and he filmed.
What do you mean? Did you know, dude? Did you know that comedian that said that about his that?
And then he went back on it. He got caught lying.
Yeah, you remember that? So, dude, his whole career was based off that lie. He got caught lying, and then he's like, ah, yeah, you got me. So the comedian is the only one that tells the truth, apparently. But now his career is fine. But I'm saying that because the media isn't reporting on Neil deGrasse Tyson's sexual misconduct and accusations. And so it's like, you guys just – I know you like him. And I know he's like really like the guy, but like you gotta report on that. So like that's your job, because we're like the real news, you and I. So like you and I notice this shit, and other people do, and they're just like, are they gonna talk about it? So what are your thoughts on that?
I actually just was hearing about this the other day. I never really knew much about his sexual harassment thing.
Oh, I love it! I'm sharing those articles. I'm it's like rubbing a dog's face and fucking. Him shitting on your meals.
I mean, these guys are so fucking frauds. I mean, Neil deGrasse, Bill Nye, Brian, Joe Rogan. I can't stand any of them. My friend joke about it all the time. We always joke about it. We'd always talk about taking a fucking helicopter over New York and giving one of them a razor's edge out the helicopter. And I always used to be Alex Jones. Like, dude, Joe Rogan is going first.
Yo, we all just gotta start fighting them in real life and be like, yo, we're not gonna shoot them or stab them. We're just gonna fight them with our fists. And they're like, yo, the news will report on it and tens of thousands and millions. Yo, did you see that this flat earther, like he's fighting Neil deGrasse Tyson? He used to be a bodybuilder. Joe Rogan's MMA and he's a professional fighter. Like these guys were holding their own, though. Like, but that would cause a lot, millions of people to look into it. It really would. And how long would it go to jail for, really? Just a little bit.
Neil deGrasse won't debate anybody. You think he's going to get in the ring?
I don't debate people. I don't do that. I don't debate. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. He said that.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, bitch.
Podcast. He said that. He goes, oh, I don't debate. But then he agreed to debating Eric Dubé, and then Joe went by for months, and then they actually got Joe got reminded by Eddie Bravo. He's like, "Are you actually going to do that, Neil deGrasse and fucking Eric Dubé?"
I really liked Eddie's.
Supposedly Neil deGrasse agreed on it. And Joe Rogan fucking booked it in the charts, booked it down to happen, and then Neil deGrasse Tyson pulled out at the last minute.
Yeah,
and this just happened recently, and now people want Math Powerland and Eric Dubé to have some sort of debate, and that would be great. because like they're the first two that accelerated my rabbit holeness. Like they helped me figure shit out. And I was already doing my
shit. In the meantime, Matt has done lost his mind.
I think he's in a resurgence. I think he's on the up and up.
All right, I hope so. I don't have nothing against him. I like the guy. He's just once him and Flat Earth Asshole started fighting, they both lost their shit.
Did you know that Flat Earth Asshole stole $275 from me?
No, how did that happen?
Yeah, isn't that a coincidence? Huh?
How did that happen?
Oh, I stole I paid for his tow truck, and then I Ubered him to the tow place, so it totaled to be $275. And
what did you see him at? Something?
What did you? No. He was just going on his I'm gonna fuck women and try to fuck women and do no experiments tour. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to fuck women and do no experiments tour. Yeah. So like, he was collecting money from people just giving him money via his YouTube and whatnot, and he was very upset at the YouTube when it took his money getting options away. He let me know that he was very upset. He's not making as much money off his donations as he was. So then I'm like, so his car got towed in the beginning of his trip. And I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let him. He was freaking out. Like he was freaking fucking out like multiple times about his dog. I took his dog for a walk in the morning and I knew somewhere deep in my heart that he was just going to freak out because he was going to wake up and his dog was gone. So I like me and his dog are just having a peaceful walk by ourselves, and I'm just having a piss and shit. I come back to the house, and this motherfucker's sweating profusely. Like, what's that? I'm like, dude, I took your dog for a walk, bro. Like, fucking relax. He's like, Jesus Christ, man. He's like, I was freaking out. I'm like, What do you think would happen? Like you're here with someone who invited you. You think you're just gonna?
Yeah. You think somebody came in and kidnapped me and your dog? Like obviously, I took your dog from.
Are paranoid, dude. When you meet them face to face, I'm like, dude. I'm like, I already know. I already knew that about you beforehand, before meeting you. I already knew that, and when I meet you face to face, you confirm it. You're paranoid. You think people are all over. People are the tow people. They towed my car because they don't want me to do the trip. It's like, dude, it's because you're parked in a non-tow. You're not supposed to fucking you parked there. But so yeah, dude, that's it. And it's just such a shame because you know, he promises to pay me back with his extra donation money that he got from the donations. And it's like, and I'm like, dude, no, you don't have to do that. I actually told you. I'm like, you don't need to do that. And he's like, yeah, but. I'm gonna do it. I'm like, all right, well, and then he's like, he blocks me because he's just a paranoid psycho, and I don't have anything to do with these people are out to. And dude, I was the first one to say, dude, when he started losing his mind and going too conspiratorial and with the AE map shit, I'm like, dude, are you gonna change your name to Globe Earth Asshole? And I tagged him on Facebook, and he's just laughing. He's like, and it's like, dude, you changed your name to Jake the Asshole. Like literally, you almost changed your name to exactly what I said you're going to. That's how these people. That's all they care about is gathering subscribers, fame, getting their dick sucked, money. Fucking that's all they fucking care about. It's like that's all nice. Blowjobs and money are nice and all, but there's bigger things. Things in life than that. So I'm sorry to go off on a little mini tirade there, but I just filled you in on a little bit of the dramatic bullshit that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I like to just tell people I'm a researcher. You know, I look at all these things. Don't call me any of the labels because a lot of the people that you get associated with, you know what I mean? And they act like assholes.
You're an earth researcher. You're a researcher.
I'm a researcher. I know the earth is flat. I know 9/11, the hoax. I know Mandela effect's real. But, like, I don't have a set of guidelines for my beliefs. Like my beliefs with other people that believe in flat earth are a lot different on a lot of things, like the sun, the moon. I have all different beliefs that don't fall into the
biblical. They believe that the Bible shit was literal. You know, there's Christian hardcore religious flat earthers that are.
Oh yeah.
Completely lost. They're really. It's scary.
It's fine. It's fine to go through some of the ancient texts and religious stuff and whatnot and take out pieces of truth. But you have to have discernment of that. Just like, man, as much as in anything, if there's a book out there that's said to be the word of God, well, you better know that there's also probably people out there that are certainly, if they're going to manipulate anything, I mean, that's going to be the first thing they're going to do. So you better pick what's true to you in there, what's a metaphor and what's real. Carefully, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't just buy everything all at once, as if you would with anything, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm talking about, though, more like, you know, just the general things that a lot of flat earthers say, like, or I don't agree with any map, first of all, you know? I don't think there's any way we know. I don't mind showing people maps where they say, what's the flat earth look like? You know, oh, it looks like this on Show Me Any Map. That's fine. I know that there's problems with all maps, you know, and why would I just trust a map that's been presented to me? Because what if we got screwed with again and somebody was screwing with us again? I'm not just going to trust the map.
No.
But also other things like the sun being 3,400 miles away. I don't even think the sun and the moon are 3,400. I don't even think they're probably 400 miles away. Honestly, that's just what I observe.
Yeah, and according to my research, they might not even technically be there. It could be some sort of reflection of the main source of energy that is beaming out the sun and the moon.
I think the same exact thing, and I think Polaris is the main source of that energy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where the great spirit comes from, the green a dragon that everyone talks about in the mythology, the Aurora Borealis, the everyone's seeing the green lights, the Maya energy. What was that? In Final Fantasy VII, it was called the Great Life Spirit. Dude, it was like the same exact dude. Video games, it's like the same exact storylines and fucking it's the same. It's like way more video games teach more history than we learn in school.
Paul Knight says this all the time. He's on my show a lot. He plays Assassin's Creed and he's finding all sorts of tie-ins and historical stuff buried within that game, Assassin's Creed. All sorts of stuff.
Masonry, mostly.
Masonry, yeah, all types of shit like that.
Yeah, that shit's fucking... I'm going to grab one more beer. How much time you got left in you?
Can we take a five-minute break and I can do another half hour?
All right. I'm down for that, yeah.
All right, let's take a five-minute break.
I'll play my buddy's music. My buddy is on the up and up. My buddy's band is on the up and up. Us talent here...
Ask these guys in the chat just to subscribe to my channels while we're on break.
All right, cool. All right, dude. Yep. Let's see here. You got about 15 people watching. Cool. I mean, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I wanted to just I impromptu contacted Brian via Facebook, and I wanted to do an interview, talk about 9/11 and Mandela Effect, and get my ideas out of my fucking head because it's been in there for far too long and. I've been sitting on the Mandela Effect shelf for 4 years now, and I haven't talked. I've just been observing it from afar for 4 years and studying it and collecting memes and just having my mind blown at out the fuckery and the trickery that's involved with it. And so I'm going to play some music from my buddies here in Buffalo. They're a rap group. And I'll play them right now. And that's probably going to be about 2 minutes of their 4-minute song called Corridors. The name of their band is called 14 Trapdoors. And if they hit me with copyright, I'm going to fucking fight them. So let's see here. Yo, dude, you can't use my videos in your videos. Dude, shut the fuck up. I can use your video. I can use your song on my video. And if you have a problem with that, there's going to be a problem. Let's see here. You got the Flat Earth Poncho P 24/7 is going. Earth Discernment is going. Oh, the Non Sequitur Show. Oh, the Non Sequitur Show. Yeah, that the Non Sequitur Show was the show I was trying to think of earlier besides what's that other shit show? Oh, Red's Rhetoric, yeah. So Red's Rhetoric is a pathetic show, only based on globalism and collecting money for himself and his pathetic, dubious schemes. And the Non Sequitur Show is just, you know, like the same type of thing. That's all they care about is circle jerking themselves and NASA, sucking NASA's balls. They love those NASA balls, and that's what they care about. Money, NASA balls, and subscribers, people giving them money. I want money! You got D Marbles live. You got some other people are live. Whatever. Fuck it. So I'm going to go 14 trap doors. Pop that on. Corridors. Corridors. There we go. It even comes up on YouTube. They just put their channel, 14 Trap Doors, on YouTube, and they already have over 1,000 subscribers. They're getting thousands of viewers. My friends are blowing up. We're such talented people. Here we go. 14 Trap Doors, Corridors. Turn it up.
I'm
All right. It's like a it's almost like we have experience on with shows. It's almost like we know what we're doing, you know?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was just talking some shit. I'm like, we just I just got done playing the song Intermission, one of my buddies' new songs, and he's got like about a little bit over 1,000 subscribers now, and his channel just got put up recently.
Oh nice.
And he's got like thousands of views. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, dude, I love seeing my friends blow up, dude. I love that shit.
Oh yeah.
So oh, speaking yeah. of friends blowing up, this motherfucker Brian here's got his channel taken down for 3 months on YouTube. So go to the description box. We got 15 viewers here watching. So might as well check out his channel. This motherfucker's been enlightening me, illuminating me, one might say. And and it's interesting because, you know, I want to learn as much as possible, and I have a lot of fucking pent up energy, obviously, as you can tell over these two specific subjects, 9/11 and Mandela, that gets me going, and it gets you going too. And you got about. Yeah. We each got about a half hour left, so everyone, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to let's check out the comments. Let's see what we're let's go in the comments here. Watch the. I mean, come on, we know that DeCone. Watch the plane crash into the tower halfway before any damage. Like clear holograms.
Yeah, we're already agreeing the planes are fake. Well, the planes are CGI. The planes aren't holograms, and I can get into that if you want me to address
please
that.
Please do.
And I've had I did three shows against I shouldn't say against, I should say with. I did three shows with Jim Fetzer on this, and we had a real heated discussion on the second one. The planes are CGI and not holograms. And some of the reasons you know that they're not holograms, okay, and that they're CGI is because they're inconsistent CGI. So what I'm saying is the flight trajectories don't all match for the same plane, for flight 175, the second plane. All the different camera angles, the path that the actual plane comes in, there's some where it goes in straight, there's some where it actually goes up a couple, then there's a lot where it comes down a little bit, and then there's one that just comes straight down like this, like a dive bomber. Now, if it was actual holograms that were being filmed, I know holograms don't always, you know, sometimes it's hard to track the apparent position of something, but the trajectory would be consistent across the board. And the other problem is with holograms, if it's holograms, that's letting the meteor off the hook. Because if it's holograms and not fake video, then it's very feasible to believe it's the military putting holograms or whatever agency you would think would do something like that.
Yeah.
NASA, whatever you want to believe. They're putting the holograms, but the media doesn't know. They're just filming from the street like the meteor and then believing the holograms in the sky lets the meteor off the hook.
Hold on. Let's not overcomplicate things. I'll let you know what I originally thought, which will uncomplicate things to the people listening, and then you'll clarify and distill what I have just said to them. So I was like overcomplicating it. I was like, all right, so like it was a military orb. It was a circle orb that they just flew in, and I'm like, and that orb projected a hologram of a plane, which made people think that it was a plane. So I'm like, that's what I'm like, how would they? I'm like, because it wasn't a plane. I'm like, it must have been a military orb, the little satellite, basically, you know, a little orb satellite, and that thing is projecting via CGI tech or. But now what you're telling me is that the media
fake video. It's just fake video.
They simply just put the fucking. They put it right. They just injected it with Photoshop CGI.
Just CGI. It's just like any fake movie, bro. That's all it is. It's just CGI. I mean, it's that simple. That's what it is. It's CGI. I mean, look at it go into the building, you know. And so when I had this conversation with them, it's not just. my reasoning how it lets the military, the meteor off the hook, so it's not a hologram. So I says to him, I says, well, you got to think about it. If it's a hologram, where's it being projected from? It's a hologram of a plane coming through the most crowded skyline. Like that projection would get intercepted by buildings all everywhere. Like there'd be all sorts of problems. So I says, Jim, where is this projection? Where is this thing being projected from? He says to me, on a cloaked and silent plane, 1,000 meters to the right. He just like throws this shit up against the wall to him. I'm like, where did he get that from, dude?
See, no.
Because why nobody heard it. He said 1,000 meters to the right. And I said, and nobody heard this plane? He says it was cloaked and it was stealth. Cloaked and silent or whatever the fuck. Right? Crazy. Somebody in the chat came in and he said, Ed McMahon Mandela effect is pretty crazy, Brian. Want to talk about that at all? Actually, we talked about that for a while. Ed McMahon one is crazy. And no, I never brought up Flat Earth Jim Fetzer because the three shows I did with him, he came on my show in like 2011 and then he invited me on his in like 2012 and then he came back on mine in like 2013. So I hadn't looked at Flat Earth till 2014. So I never brought it up to him. But from what I hear from everybody, he's dead set against it. The last time he was on my show, he got really upset because one of the callers that's a longtime listener of mine suggested to Fetzer that what if JFK wasn't even really murdered, which is something I probably believe myself.
Yeah, and
he lost his shit.
Yeah, this old school conspiracy people can't get their shit together. They fucking fall apart. One of the conspiracies they used to believe in fall apart. They have new ideas. It was a mannequin, people. He wasn't even in the car. It was a edited.
The tape's completely fake.
Look at the footage of the people on the outside with their feet. Look at their feet. The people watching on the street. Their feet go like this. They're standing here, and then all of a sudden they're freaking over here. It's fucking edited, people. It's 100% fact that that footage is edited, and mannequin, and some people are even telling me that it's fucking Jimmy Carter. Fuck that bullshit. It might be true, but
I don't believe it's Jimmy Carter. But also, getting back to the fake video of the Zapruder film, if you also watch when the car's rolling through, there's actually one point in the if you watch it near the beginning, there's one point where the car just comes out of fucking nowhere. Okay, but then later on, as the car's going by the grassy knoll.
Mm-hmm.
See that there's two layers of video put together because the people in the background are way too big for how big they should be with the car rolling in front of them. They'd be like 8-9 feet tall. Like it just looks ridiculous. You can tell it was like two scenes pasted together. And then after that, it gets Mandela affected to all hell. I mean,
it's
even totally before that. It's the six people in the car instead of four, and the whole
shooters, six different bullets shooting at the same time.
Now, remember, a lot of people would say, oh, the driver did it because the driver used to reach back like this.
Yeah, he used to do that. And then it was the wife, then it was Jackie.
Jackie blows his head out with a pistol, and now there's two windshields in the car, and people are like, oh, it's always had two windshields. First of all, we're talking about a president getting assassinated. If the president gets assassinated in a car that looks so stupid that it has two windshields, how the fuck would we ever forget that?
Now, in my original reality, I hope it was the drivers and then him and Jackie. But then now there's like three sections, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now the governor is with him in there, the governor and his wife. And in my reality, the governor was in another car, and that's why it was called the magic bullet, because it went from one car to the other after it hit one and hit the other. That was in the same car.
Magic bullet.
Now that magic bullet's not really that magical. He just sprayed up a car, dude. You know what I mean? Don't flatter yourself with the magic bullet shit.
Are you familiar with Robert Anton Wilson? He's an American author who's written over 33 books, or about 33 books. And
who is he?
Oh, man. He's a total occultist. Author, futurist, sci-fi legend. And he actually was the co-founder of the Church of the Subgenius and total part of creating the religion of Discordianism. You ever hear of so you got Discordianism, and then you got the Church of the Subgenius, and they both are like brother and sister, and it's been going on for like since Madame Blavatsky days. And like they took everything from everybody else and they combined it with including Timothy Leary and Alan Watts. And Terrence McKenna didn't play any part in that. Did you ever hear of Terrence McKenna?
No.
Oh man, dude. These are so based on that, I'm going to make a presumption and say you've taken some psychedelics, but you don't really dabble. You don't dabble in that anymore.
No. I mean, I've tried them as a teenager or whatever, but no, not now. No.
Yeah. So these dudes are like pioneers on psychedelics and of psychedelic research and psychedelic scientific and vice versa. And it totally, all these dudes, man, everything that you're talking about, like Robert Anton Wilson said that there was like the mafia working with different gangs and the FBI and the CIA and then the quote unquote Illuminati and all of these things happened at once. It's like six different bullets coming at the same time. I don't even want to say that, but this other organization called the AA, which is actually the true Illuminati, but actually the Illuminati is the front for the AA. You ever hear any of this?
No.
Yeah, so, and the AA is like the Alcoholics Anonymous. It's totally hilariously fucked up, but it has a lot of truth in it that I'm trying to, that I am figuring out myself. But it's just when I talk to other people like that, like you're telling me all this shit that I don't fucking know. And then I hit you with all this shit that you don't know. It's just a funny fucking, it's like, all right, now let's get back on track here. This last 15, 20 minutes. that was the hippie thing to do. You know, the JFK, that was the original. Now hold on. You didn't finish your thought about, people say that 9/11 and the Pearl Harbor were the original Mandela.
Oh, I did. And I said, no, oh, I said that 9/11 and Pearl Harbor was supposedly the first and the second terror attack, but now there's that 1916 Black Tom one that came in.
Okay, the Black Tom. So that's what the 1916 Black Tom. Okay, that's what that is.
Black Tom. Everybody look it up. Everybody in the chat, make sure you look it up. Remember, Black Tom. It's not hard to remember. Look it up. I guarantee, unless you've been looking into the Mandela Effect and have heard of it in the last 2 years, I guarantee none of you have ever learned about this in school. None of you have ever learned about it in 9/11 research or other areas of research. Nobody knows about the Black Tom attack. Not people in New York. Not anybody has ever heard of it until the last 2 years, if you've heard of it. Because, and even in that, in the last 2 years, there's really still very few people talking about this Mandela effect, which to me is the biggest one. And I've got a video on it. If you go to my channel, all my videos are on the Dose of Reality playlist on my main channel, the one that's Brian S. Stavely. And just scroll through a couple videos, the Black Tom videos. Like, it's within the first 10 videos. It's a short one, too. It's only 20 minutes, and it explains the Black Tom one in depth. And I also have another video there that I think it's the first one on the playlist, and it says, like, how you know 100% the Mandela Effect is real. And I just go off with Gloria, who was in the chat earlier, for about 45 minutes. It's not a super long video, but, I mean, I go through some of the big ones. I make it real easy to somebody that's trying to understand or at least has an open enough of mind to look to really explain to people how it's not a digital download thing. It's not a re-release thing. It's not a bad memory thing. All those things easily debunked. Easily. And then I got a whole 9/11 playlist if people are interested in that. I get all my shows chronologically from 2010 forward, all in order. You can listen to them. All of my 9/11 playlists is like 25 videos there. Granted, like 23 of them are all audio because most of them are old, but they're all right there. You can just play it and just listen.
Oh, yeah, those audio ones. They had like text rolling by.
Text rolling.
Never mind. That's somebody else. somebody else used to do 9/11 videos where it was like black screen with like text rolling by, and then they
show. I just mean their audio, because they're all my old radio shows that I uploaded here, just so people here would hear them. They're just audio though on the 9/11 list. There's only a few videos that I did since I started doing videos.
Pretty sure I'm subscribed to your channel.
Yeah,
got a little sniffy there, though, huh?
Yeah, I had to leave work early. I felt like shit yesterday and today.
Oh shit, dude! You should be getting some rest. Did you eat some dinner?
Aries said, "I only watch videos over 3 hours long." Well, Aries, you would love my Saturday shows because they're all about 3 hours long, really in depth. And then I have those short videos, and the reason I brought that up is because a lot of people won't look at the long ones. I only have a couple short videos. I did those two, and I did one on the Apollo moon hoax. That's about for the people that won't look at that. Other than that, you'll see all my videos are 3 hours long. Some of the 9/11 ones are four hours long, four and a half. So generally we do 2.5 to about 3 hours and 15 minutes every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern. So you should definitely check out the shows. You will like it. We talk about Mandela Effect a lot, Flat Earth. We have different theories. We like to, on my show, we like to speculate, but we say it's speculation. And speculation is good. How are we going to put pieces of the puzzle together unless we all share our... So we come up with ideas on how we think the firmament might work, or how we think the sky gets its color, or how you know, all these different theories that Flat Earth is not really sure of, you know? Me and my buddy Paul, we talk about a lot of that stuff, you know, all the time. So we get into a lot of that, a lot of Mandela Effect talk. Gloria's really good with the Bible ones. I'm always talking about a lot of the other ones. Anytime somebody wants to talk about 9/11, or I tend to hit the snooze button now on the fake shootings. I'm so done with it. I was done with it a long time ago. I don't pay attention to the part and on all this. Now, when Sandy Hook happened,
I'm over that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's just automatic snooze, you know, automatic snooze, dude. It's like, come on,
how discompassionate of you, how non-compassionate of you. I mean, sheesh, man, you're it's like, dude, I've heard it all, man. It's just, please, that's why I'm doing this type of research, is to, it's like, remember that one chick with big tits and brown hair, that political chick who did the speech on how the events are staged? And it was like 20-minute video. Did you see that one?
I'm not sure.
Oh, man, it was great. I'm sure somebody's listening. Probably it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Big chick, brown-haired chick. She was doing that. But, yeah, man, freaking any other 9/11 or Mandela rants you want to spill the beans on that are you're in the midst of researching or – But anything really.
No, I just want to just tell people, you know, you got to be open to all these topics. Like, for instance, if somebody that you respect as a flat earth researcher, like say yourself, flat earth subgenius, if you're telling your listeners to look at the Mandela effect, well, they shouldn't brush it off, first of all, because if they respect you and your thoughts on other things, they should think, maybe there's probably something behind this. This guy's a pretty smart guy. Why don't I do him the favor and at least check out what he's saying? And also, besides that, like when you want to just write it off and tell people that it's bad memory, that's just like when people would tell you, well, if the earth's flat, you'd fall off the edge. It's the same type of level shit. It's just, it's just trollish. You really got to look into this thing. You shouldn't write off any topic without looking into it. Now, everybody doesn't have time to look into every topic. I get that. I can't look at every topic. You know, there's a few I'm real passionate about. But if somebody whose research I respect normally, and they look into something, you know, and they tell me about it, I'll either, if I don't look into it, I don't look into it. But I'm not going to trash them for it. I'm not going to tell people it's a psyop. Don't call things psyops till you look into them. You know, that frustrates me. You're on mute. Oh, you're on the phone. Yeah, so people, don't call anything a psyop until you look into it, because you don't know. And I tell you right now, the flat earth, the Mandela effect, those aren't psyops. And 9/11 is a psyop all the way. It's a total psychological operation. You know what I mean? The other two things are factual. They're really happening. I mean, you really live on a flat earth. It doesn't move. It never has moved, you know? And I know we didn't talk about much flat earth here tonight, but we can go on for flat earth forever. I mean, I can talk a lot of flat earth.
Yeah, dude. Freaking. So what came first, the chicken or the egg? But what came first, the Mandela effect or the flat earth?
For me?
Hmm?
Oh, for me, flat earth by a few months.
About, was that late 2014?
Yeah, like the first post I ever made on it was in like the summer of 2014. I went back and looked, but I wasn't sure of it, you know. And I obviously wasn't sure for many months. You keep looking, but I was pretty confidently sure of it and deeply into it in the fall of 2014. And the Mandela came either in the winter of 2014 or very early 2015. But I was so – it's crazy because they're two crazy, crazy topics. And I like to talk about other stuff too, like, you know, I think lucid dreams are tied into this. I think they're tied into the Mandela effect and our collective consciousness. I think it's all tied in. I don't think the Mandela effect is any of these nefarious things that people say. I don't think it's CERN. I think when people think it's say that it's CERN without any proof, I mean, you might as well just say it's NASA. That's like NASA underground to me, bro.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. CERN. It's really CERN manipulating the reality. Shut up. No, it's not.
Based on more unobservable, untestable, unrepeatable science by people that are mocking God and stealing your money. It's the same thing. That's my opinion. But you know, I think it's more of a natural, and possibly some of it might even be a sign from the creator, like changing some obvious things. I don't know, you know. I don't know. We're trying to learn, you know? But one thing's for sure, it's happening. Everybody knows Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearinghouse. Oh. Giant checks and balloons.
You'll appreciate this one. My ex-girlfriend was in the Boston marathon bombings. She was in race. She was in the race. And
crazy happening, I'm sure.
Oh, they told her to not run the direction anymore. Stop running, and you got to go this direction. And there's like all the police and road blockages that are blocking certain roads.
And before the explosion supposedly went off, they were redirecting her away from getting into that area.
Yeah, and their parents were at the finish line, and then they took the people away from the finish line. And so it was all staged, and it was all
actors. Oh, yeah. Oh, and you can tell by a few things right away. By the bomb that they said was outside of Lens Crafters on the curb, but the Lens Crafters glass was blown out and not blown in. And then there was footage that showed the flashes and what was supposedly the smoke from the explosions go off. And in the video footage from watching like the live video from the news, then to watching the scene where they did a replay where the explosions supposedly were, the flags didn't match. It wasn't done right. Like you could tell it wasn't the same, you know? Yeah. They had a bunch of flags, maybe one for each country or something. They had a bunch of flags near the finish line. I forget what was actually on the flags, but they didn't match up with the two videos. They weren't I can't even think right now. You know what I'm saying? They were consistent.
Yeah, that shit was mind blowing, man. Freaking!
Can I address the chat? Can I address the chat? Poopy talked about Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch, and I didn't. And that's the thing with the Mandela Effect too, is it's all different categories for everybody. And the grocery store, I put a poll up there. This was a good one. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, but I knew it would be a good one. What's been more highly Mandela affected, the Bibles or the grocery store? There's so many things in the grocery store.
Diapers. What was that one? Depends?
Oh, Depends. Depends never existed now. You guys are Depends. We used to make jokes about people all the time. Yo, your mama needs Depends. You know what I mean? So when she shits her pants.
Like, it's not called Depend. It's like, that just sounds stupid.
Give me a box of Depend.
Like, that's ridiculous. It was Depends.
Like he said in the chat, Fruit Loops, Captain Crunch. Was it a rebrand and it shook them up? Yeah, definitely. The Looney Tunes is a big one for me. And there's some good
proof. Yeah, that one really fucking shook me. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. I watched Looney Tunes fucking every day of my life growing up, dude.
Yeah, and Looney Tunes now, for people that don't know, Looney spelled how you would think, but tunes, instead of tunes like cartoons, it's tunes like music tunes. So it's a U instead of a double O.
Yeah. It spelled like music instead of tunes. Well, that's the whole point. It was fucking tunes, because they're fucking like making fun of the like tune. Like, that's the whole point. It's spelled incorrectly. That's why it's supposed to be like that. That's why they're the Looney Tunes.
And now the Tiny Toons, they're still the Tiny Toons. So not only is this the same world, these are the same people, the same characters like when they're younger. And now why would they be spelled T-O-O-N-S if the other ones are always T-U-N-E-S? But then it gets one deeper than that. Have you ever registered a website?
Registered a website? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you know how you register a website? Like, for instance, mine is therealnewsonline.com, right?
Yeah.
So if you ever register a website, you'll get offers, you know, buy therealnewsonline.net for $2, buy therealnewsonline.this and that. So if people accidentally put your website, they'll still find it type of thing, and you can pay cheap money to get that traffic redirected there. Well, the Looney Tune, you can go on Whois domain and see who registered websites when. It's a directory. They registered the Looney Tunes with the double O 2 years before they registered the one that's supposedly the correct spelling with the T-U-N-E-S. Nobody would ever register the wrong spelling first to a website and then 2 years register the one that it is. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? They registered the website Looney Tunes. Oh, yeah. Like, we remember. They went registered that. They didn't even register the T-U-N-E-S until 2 years after that.
Oh, yo, I'm getting blown up right now. Sorry, man. Freaking, I'm getting hit up by 100 people right now.
No, hey, it's cool. It's off anyways.
You want to cut this off?
Yeah, we can wrap it up if you got to go.
All right, cool. Hold on. So let me sorry, man. I'm just literally getting freaking. Hold on. Just let me hit this dude up real quick. What the fuck?
Yeah, so if you guys like what we talked about tonight, if you can, just do me a favor and sub both my channels. All my content's on my main channel, and then pretty much everything from the last few months. But all my live shows are going to be on the backup one while my band's going, unless they lift it, my ridiculous band. So just make sure you sub both. But if you want to go through some of my shows and see what I got, go to my main channel, go to the Dose of Reality list, and just go through it. And I also got a list called My Awakening. And what it is I interview various researchers in the community. Last week alone, I did myself. I did Kylie Sunshine Medrano. I did Brendan Daly. I did Ernest Pearson. And then I did Stasha Erickson yesterday, and that's what got me the band. So I do people for all different topics. And I know you guys know who most of those other people are. So if you want to hear their personal beginning story, they're all on my channel right now. I did all of them in the last 2 weeks. They're all fantastic interviews, I thought. So you get their backstory through their other topics besides just flat earth, and then earth, and really good stuff.
All right, man. Well, freaking you heard the man, and also check the description box to get linked up to his channel, his main channel and his backup channel, and my other thingies that I do. And had a nice solid 10 to 20 people always listening this whole time. That was pretty that's a decent audience. Decent. And I appreciate it. I might go live again with my other buddy who lives in California in 28 minutes at 10:30 and commentate and watch the Lakers game. Like, I sometimes just like I have on my channel like random things, totally random things like watching Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball like anime and shit, like, and I'll be watching it. It'll be like a reaction video. And my reaction video will literally just be me like this, like, huh, like, whoa. And like for like 20 minutes. And but they'll get the same amount of views as my other videos, maybe more sometimes because like of anime fans. And so like I'll always drop like fucking I'm like, you know, 9/11 was inside job, Earth is flat, like halfway, like, oh. So it's like they're kids and shit, but it's like, well, what you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But I don't know, man. It's been cool. It's been fun talking with you, man. I haven't had a nice, insightful conversation about conspiracies in a decent while. So it's been good. And I've been lurking, and we've been friends for a while on Facebook. So I figure we might as well get together and have a good
we should do it again sometime too. I had a good time, man.
Yeah, cool, man. Freaking yeah, man. I'm gonna probably go live in 15 minutes with my other buddy. Thank you, Brian, aka The Real News Online. And I'll see you around. And yeah, man, I'll shut this off, and you can just drop off if you want to, and I'll shut this off, and I'll put a song on or something like that. But yeah, dude, I appreciate that, and I'll see you next time.
All right, brother.
All right, dude. So let's see here. And it's like to mud flood. Now, fuck. Brian didn't. He said he didn't. He said mud floods and mud fossils is new to him. But anyone in the chat room want to give me a top quality link? You want to link me up to a good, I know some good mud flood and good mud fossil people, but let's stick to the mud flood, because I do my own mud fossil research. But could anyone hook me up with a good mud flood expert? Who are the good mud flood experts? A lot of books. Yo. Dear God, really? Yikes. That was quick. All right, well, good move. So you want to go live and commentate the Lakers game in 15, 20 minutes? Yeah, well, you're gonna do a majority of the talking, man, because I just got done doing a casual talk interview for an hour and a half with No, it's cool because I still got 14 viewers watching right now as we speak, and I'm just talking to you on the phone by myself, and he just left the talk, so literally they're just listening to me talk, and I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Well, there's not many. It's like people tune in, and some people go, it's like, hey man, you know, you got less than 2,000 subscribers and you got 13 viewers, you know, that's pretty good, man. And I'm like, hey dude, thanks man, appreciate that. Like, some people are like, you think you're some sort of big shot? No, I don't. I don't know what gave you that impression. Oh, it's the things that I say that. All right. So, it's like, it's not that. Yeah, you know, some people fucking can't help themselves, but I can't help myself sometimes. So, what are you gonna do? Fourteen viewers. All right, peace. What are we doing? All right, well, should I just change? No. Now, hey, that was a good show. Hey, thanks, Iron flat Earth. All the British flags are gone from my computer. Maybe does not bode well for Britain. The official Catholic Bible now says dome above. I made a flat density map. Many spots show what is dune-like features off the coasts of land. Soil mud runoff from mega flood. The Lakers are satanic. Yeah, they basketball, athletic sports on television. That's the thing, my friend. Aries 106. When enlightened Buddhist monks come over and watch Lakers basketball, they get put into a Zen-like state. And they said that the Zen-like trance state is just as good as illumination. That's funny. That's true, though. They watch the sports and they get put into a trance-like enlightened state. That's what the monk said. They're like, I can see that work. But they were just laughing. Usually silent, but sometimes the monks, they meditate to the television. It's like, you don't have to see TV as satanic, although it totally is. And oh my God, they make horrible, horrible symbolism. They promote bad things with the cheerleaders and the food. Bad food. The cheerleaders? Oh, that's not good for females. Like adult women just doing the same thing they did as fucking 3 and 5 year olds. Except it's like really sexual now. It's like, yikes. Aries 106 says, when I watch sports, I just get really drunk. That's hilarious. Well, I'm going to fucking pop on this game and I'm going to end this feed. Because that was a great talk I had with Brian about 9/11 and Mandela effects and flat Earth and other conspiracies. So cool. Thanks, Brian. Talk to you again. And hopefully I'll see you guys on the next feed, which will be in about 10 minutes. So tune in. Flat Earth Subgenius, a.k.a. Phoenix. Out. Phoenix King? I don't know. Phoenix. Phoenix Falcon back, I don't know. Peace.